Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Some of you aren't at work today. Kids are off at school, so we have to be nice because kids might be listening.
All right.
Not to the show, I guess. All right. Can I tell you a little story? There was a girl who was engaged to be married.
Uh-huh. Is this just between me and you? Is this girl you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm married.
Oh.
I was engaged,
but you were engaged
to be married.
And at
then
some
I got
point.
Married.
Oh,
end
you,
of story. Kind
through.
Of boring.
All right.
Well, this is a girl from Los Angeles. Her name is Amber Clasura. And
I'm sorry, one more time. I'm going to need that name.
Steve is now taking notes.
I got the Amber part. What was the other one?
What's the rest of it?
Clasura. I know. It's a funny name. Whatever. You make me say it another time. I'm sure you will.
No. What was it?
Shut up. After her fiance broke off their engagement, Amber Clasura.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gave back her ring, kicked him out of the house, and tossed everything that reminded her of the ruined relationship. Because
yeah.
that's what you do. You
sure.
have to purge.
Yeah.
Except for one item.
Oh.
It was a polished steel barbecue smoker that he had fashioned for her from an old oil drum, and she couldn't part with it. It sat there on the patio, Clasura said, and rusted and rusted, and it became a sad symbol of the relationship. So then she thought, you know, even though it was this treasured handmade gift, she had to get rid of it. She couldn't bear to look at it anymore. So she considered giving it to a neighbor or maybe selling it for scrap, but then she read about a call for submissions at the new Los Angeles branch of the Museum of Broken Relationships.
Oh, I didn't know such a museum existed.
I didn't either. Now, the original museum opened in Croatia in 2010 after growing out of a touring collection that crisscrossed Europe, Asia, and the United States. On display are artifacts from failed unions, most of them mundane and under ordinary circumstances. For instance, a single stiletto heel.
Hmm.
I'd like to know the story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
A wine opener. I would call it a bottle opener, I guess.
Well, yeah.
A worn old Snoopy doll.
Oh.
These are things that you purge and get rid of. They're all isolated in a glass case or they're hanging on a white wall and they're accompanied by a caption. And right now we have one of the co-creators of that actual Museum of Broken Relationships, Drazen Grubesic. Am I saying that right, Drazen?
You're saying it really good.
Right. I told you it was Croatian, so even though it ends in a C, it would be itch.
Oh, yeah.
So, Drazen, we were talking about...
So many relationships do, by the way, Wendy.
We were talking about the story that came out of Los Angeles where Amber Clasura gave back an old smoker that had... given her grief because her relationship broke up. We talked about a worn old Snoopy doll. These are all items people can donate to the Museum of Broken Relationships.
They can donate whatever they want. I mean, there are some restrictions. We got an offer for a bus, but we really couldn't.
A bus?
It's kind of too big, yeah. So, but mainly, yeah, they just give away whatever it is that reminds them, or it's maybe tough at the moment to keep these things. So there are many different reasons why they donate.
Is it better to maybe give it to a place like this where all these items can be together with a little excerpt of their item that they donated? See, I would just give it away to like Goodwill or
of
something.
Of course.
Well, I mean, it's okay. The object is a little part of this, but the main part is the story, which accompanies the object. So actually, this museum is sort of an upside-down thing because usually you watch at the object and there's just a little caption on the side. Here, the object is just a reminder that this story happens, sort of like a physical reminder of most important part, and that's the story that you read. So I think this is what's different, and this is what gives people a chance sort of to deal with their emotions.
Sure.
You know, when you go to a shrink, I mean, they will always tell you just sit down and write it out, get it out of yourself, maybe put it on a paper just to get your thoughts in order. So I think we give people an opportunity to do this in a way.
I imagine it's very therapeutic, Drazen. I would think. I know a lot of people have what they call burning parties, where they'll take anything that their ex-mate has left behind, and they'll just do a bonfire, right?
Yeah, for us, this sounded really barbaric. So to say, I mean, this idea came really spontaneous and simple. We were sitting in the kitchen and breaking up and having this. We're civilized, so we had this nice conversation about it. And one of the things that, you know, you have to go through is, so what about this and what about that? Do you want to take this and I'll take that? And there was this little wind-up toy bunny that we had as a toy, as a joke between us, that, you know, when you would travel alone, then you would take the bunny and take all the photos in front of the, I don't know, pyramids.
Like a flat Stanley kind of thing.
Like, that's the thing. It would represent your better half that couldn't go. And so when Olinka is like, who's going to take the bunny? It was just so terrible imagining, you know, having this bunny, being alone and having this bunny somewhere as a reminder.
Of course.
And then this idea, like, wouldn't it be great if there was some other place, some secure place? Because and then we Googled it because it sounded so simple and logical. And
this was your bunny? This was your wind-up bunny, Drazen?
Yeah. That was our wind-up bunny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Joint custody, Wendy.
And then when we Googled it, it turned out that all the advice that you get is to just get rid of stuff as soon as possible and just forget it and start...
Move on.
And move on. And, I mean, for us, this is part of your own personal history. Why would you want to destroy all the reminders of it? I mean, if it didn't work out at the end, it doesn't mean it was horrible all along.
Of course.
So maybe you should somehow keep these things, but to make it easier at the moment when it's really tough, maybe, you know, we could create some space, and that's what we did. So that's how it started, actually.
And it started in Croatia, and now how many other locations are there worldwide?
Well, there's only the permanent one is in Zagreb, Croatia, and in L.A.
In Los Angeles.
But we travel a lot. So far, there have been like 43, 44 exhibitions all over the world.
Wow. Really.
Yeah, and right now there's one in Pittsburgh, there's one in Copenhagen, and one in Heidelberg in Germany. So,
well, you've hit on something that is as universal as can be. Everybody's all over the globe is in a relationship, and sadly, many of them don't work out. So why not?
Yeah, and in a way, people think it's often they think it's depressing, but in a way, it's. For me, it's a museum about love because it didn't work out, you know, maybe.
Right.
But then again, if we're being really terribly realistic, then all the relationships will at one moment die. So,
oh, that's really uplifting, Drazen. I'm so glad we could speak to you about that.
Drazen, if a couple does get back together, can they come by the museum and take their stuff out? They get their stuff back, don't they?
Well, it doesn't really happen yet. It
hasn't happened? All right.
Who knows? Yeah.
But I imagine, you know, there is something to it for when you donate something, you're admitting that, yes, it took place, but now all of a sudden I can put closure on it. I've moved on, literally exactly. Moved on by donating this item. What are some of the stories you have heard and that go along with, like, the strangest items you have in your museums of broken relationships?
Oh, that's a tough one. So this project's been going on for 10 years. And in 10 years, we gathered we're close to 3,000 objects. And at the beginning, I was so afraid it will be kind of boring, that we will get just plushy toys and love letters, and who would want to see it and read it? But people are so amazing, actually, that every time we get surprised by it. Maybe, for example, one pretty strange story is a high heel boot that we got in Amsterdam from a worker in, what would you call this profession? You know, Amsterdam.
A prostitute.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh,
yeah.
Good, Bill. Ding, ding, ding. You guys going to get together and play charades later?
Maybe.
Okay, she was a prostitute and wore high-heeled boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of into fetish thing, prostitute expressed specializing in this, and she got a client. And then after seeing each other a couple of times, it turns out that they went to grade school together or something.
That's embarrassing, then, isn't it? Kind of? So, on both sides of
sure.
it.
I mean, there are so many different stories. It's really, no fiction can beat reality, really. It's from all sorts of different relationships. It's not just romantic. So we have also a big percentage of family, parents and children and...
Yeah, that they get in a fight that is...
That's sort of disappointment and as well. So this is actually the hardest room. We have this room somewhere in the middle, so you don't go out too sad. So you get you get cheered up.
Oh, good.
At the end.
Very good.
How many items are in your museum, the one in Zagreb, Croatia?
Well, there is never more than 95 or 100, let's say, because, I mean, the thing, it's really important how you display these stories and objects, because you sort of create a line like emotional roller coaster for people. So, you know, you start with some light ones, funny ones, and then you go into some different themes. And it gets really tough, and then it gets better again, and it gets really funny at the end. And so we wanted to have the number of objects that people can read. We don't want people skipping things because there's too much. You know, like when you go to Louvre, you can never see. You can
everything.
Just see a couple of paintings. You can't see everything. So we wanted to have it so that you can always see everything in, let's say, an hour 15.
Oh, that's good. Drazen Grubesic on the line with us, co-founder of the Museums of Broken Relationships. There's currently one in Zagreb, Croatia, and Los Angeles, California. The website is brokenships.com. You can go to it. You can pin or share a story if you want. And is that where people can find out how they can donate an item to put closure on their failed relationship?
Yeah, everything is on the website. I mean, there's also the let's say, digital part where you can just pin your story and write it and have a geolocation of what happened where. And there is also this, you can just print out a form and fill it in and send it all together to the museum, anyone you like, either in L.A. or in Zagreb.
Well, thanks for healing the heart, because that's what you're doing.
Well, I think I hope we're doing some good things as well. Yeah.
Have you found someone else since you had the wind-up bunny?
Yeah.
Good.
We're both in happy relationships.
That's awesome.
Bunny, you know, our love relationship didn't work out, but we really transformed it into friend, business partner. So it's possible.
That's excellent. Well, great news. Dobra veče. Dobar dan. Dobar jutro. Which one is it?
It's veče right now.
Dobar veče.
Yeah.
All right.
Say hello to Tony Kukoc for us the next time he's around.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Drazen Grubesic. So very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, Drazen. Thanks.
You can go to brokenships.com and really bring a box of Kleenex, because you're going to weep when you read
sad,
some of these stories.
It? It does. It gets very sad.
That was either good morning, good afternoon, or good evening in Croatian.
You got all of them in.
Well, I wasn't sure which one it was, but thank you. My girlfriend Marianne has taught me, and swear words as well.
Oh, good. Next time we talk to him, you can swear at him. That'll be fun. We'll take a break, and then we've got more show. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, and it's WGN.